Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1484 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing a series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insight is focusing on study habits that build a strong foundation. Today, let's meditate on Bible study, 5 minutes and a sermon. Insight number 23, 5 minutes is a long time. Let's start this segment with another story from Dr. Heiser that focuses on how important it is to invest each moment that we have. Here is his story. Growing up, no one taught me the Bible. My first experience to the Bible that I can remember happened when I was 10 years old. My best friend's mom would have a devotional time with her kids. If I was there, I was invited to stay. I was amazed that kids my age and younger knew the names of the Bible characters and stories. All I knew was Adam and Eve and Jesus, at least the names. There were times I'd sit in that little Bible study feeling like the dumbest person in the room. I guess I was when it came to the Bible. I wanted to know more, but it felt like an impossible task. Today, I'm a Bible scholar with an advanced degree who studies scriptures in their original languages. I'm light years from where I started. Trust me, it didn't happen overnight. What I know now is a cumulative result of thousands of incremental sessions of studying scripture and hundreds of resources related to it. It had to be that way, since I worked full-time through 15 years of graduate school and most of my time in college before that. One of the most helpful things I've ever heard was something a professor told us during freshman orientation at college. One of our orientation sessions was about time management. The professor looked over the auditorium and then changed my life when she said, 5 minutes is a long time. If you've ever had to wait for 5 minutes for something, such as your favorite show, an appointment, or going to the bathroom, you know it's true. I took her advice to heart. If I had 5 minutes to read or review something, I took it. It's incredible how much data can pile up in your brain in small bits. I got through college and graduate school and did well, and I still can't stand to be idle. I'm always trying to learn about something. I understand what it means to be pressed for time. Making time for Bible study is a legitimate challenge, especially if you're an adult with a job, kids, and a string of responsibilities. If you only have 5 minutes for careful Bible study, take it. It will add up. I am living proof that it works. Next, let's move on to insight number 24. Listening to a sermon is not Bible study. It seems like one of the rituals in church life is complaining about sermons. I sort of feel sorry for the pastor. It isn't an easy task to capture people's attention with the Bible. To many people in church, it's a foreign book that they don't believe they can understand. Others think that they've heard everything already, so their minds are prone to wander. Since you're listening to this podcast or reading the journal notes, it's a sure bet that the above doesn't describe you. You want to learn Scripture, and you don't think you've absorbed all there is to see in Scripture. When you go to church, you expect to learn something. And that's all very good, but I don't want to see you fall into a trap or pattern of substituting the Sunday sermon for Bible study. If you're the kind of person who takes notes during a sermon, you may be wondering where I'm going with this. I'm primarily talking about the person who doesn't take notes or is a completely passive listener. I've known many people that, when he asked about Bible study, they think that they're doing that when you talk about the sermon in a small group. That isn't Bible study. It's sharing opinions about what someone else thinks about the Bible passage. Bible study isn't an opinion survey. If you do take notes during a sermon, you've already moved beyond the passive act of listening. Taking notes during a sermon can convert sermon time into Bible study time. I recommend it as a starting point of Bible study, but I've known some people to say that it's a sin to take notes because sermons are spiritual exhortations, not lectures. A pious false dichotomy is still a false dichotomy. Shutting off your brain in church isn't a virtue. Taking notes during a sermon can prepare you for Bible study. If you happen to be working on the same passage in your Bible study, you can look up cross-references while you listen or jot down questions the sermon raises in your mind. Even if you aren't in that passage, if you take careful notes, you'll be able to pick up your thoughts in the future when you do study that passage. And you're way ahead of the curve if your notes are digital, because those notes can be searchable. So go ahead, make the sermon a time to sharpen your Bible study skills. I'm sure God won't mind. And let's return to our verse today, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,483 daily treks, or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.